The teams came back with lists of immediate steps to harden scores of embassies. They also had embassies that could not be saved. Those embassies were closed, and the State Department sent out property buyers to find new locations. We were able, in the wake of the embassy attacks, to persuade Congress to provide another emergency supplemental appropriation. Yet, when it came time for the fiscal year 2000 budget, the State Department's submission to the White House did not include the funds to continue the embassy hardening program. In a matter of 4 months from the attacks in Africa, embassy protection had slipped back to a low budget priority. I called Josh Gottbaum, the number three person at the Office of Management and Budget, and the official designated to work with me to make sure the president's terrorism and homeland protection priorities were funded. I explained the problem. Josh got it. "Well, seems to me that it's the president's embassies and it's the president's budget, not the State Department's. Let me see here. Yes, I think we'll just drop several hundred million from what they want and add several hundred million of what we know the president would want. Done." Meanwhile, the State Department had been hard at work trying to put pressure on the Taliban to close the terrorist camps in Afghanistan and hand over the terrorists. Unfortunately, we had little leverage with the Taliban. The three nations that did have leverage were Pakistan, Saudi Arabia, and the United Arab Emirates. All three had appealed on our behalf to the Taliban to cooperate on bin Laden. We also spoke directly to the Taliban. The answers that came back from Kandahar were transparent rejections, but the Taliban assured us they were preventing bin Laden from engaging in any terrorism. In response, we had adopted a three-part strategy. First, I granted a media interview in which I stated that if there were any further al-Qaeda terrorism against the United States, we would hold the Taliban responsible and retaliate against them next time. Second, we asked the Saudis and the United Arab Emirates to terminate diplomatic relations with Afghanistan and terminate foreign aid. They did. Third, the president ordered all Taliban assets in the United States seized. In a rare show of solidarity, the United States and Russia co-sponsored the sanctions in the UN Security Council. There were two problems that had prevented progress with the Taliban. The first was that the Taliban rightly believed that if they evicted bin Laden, as Sudan had done, the U.S. would then have other objections that would block aid. America would want the Taliban to ensure women's rights and would insist on verifying an end to opium production. The second problem was that the Taliban leaders, including Mullah Omar, completely agreed with bin Laden and al-Qaeda's goals.